Okay, get ready because we're going to deep dive into a story that just really grabbed me and wouldn't let go. It's called Crossing the Line.
Oh, I love that one.
So good. It's about Mabel, who is a librarian with a total heart of gold, and Ben, who's this like brooding hockey player who would just rather like not be in the spotlight at all. They're thrown together in this like super unlikely way. And oh man, the sparks.
Well, and what I thought was so interesting, like right off the bat, was just how the author set up this like almost impossible situation, you know? Mabel's getting out of this just awful breakup and ends up crashing on her brother's couch. And which, wouldn't you know it, her brother is Ben's teammate.
Talk about awkward.
Awkward.
Like, it's just a recipe for disaster, it's like,
Actually.
especially because they have this history, it goes all the way back to high school,
Oh, yeah.
where Ben was not exactly Prince Charming.
No, he was not.
So, I mean, I was hooked right away by that whole like second chance romance vibe.
Yay.
But honestly, there's so much more to this story than just that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It would've been so easy to just make Mabel like the typical Sunshine Girl character, but the author, really. Like, you see how much depth she has, and she's so passionate about her work as a librarian. There are these scenes that are just so heartwarming where she's helping people in her community. Like, you just can't help but love her.
And I love those moments because it's such a contrast with Ben. You know,
Oh, yeah, total opposite.
he's got all this pressure to be team captain and like this leader, but he is so introverted. Like, he just struggles with being in the public eye at all.
He hates it.
And it's like they're living in these totally different worlds.
Totally. And it's just fascinating how they kind of keep getting drawn to each other, even though they're so different. And it's so cool how their first impressions of each other totally change as they get to know each other. Like, Ben, at first, he just thinks Mabel is this fun-loving, carefree person. But then he overhears her job interview,
Ooh, that's a good one.
and he's like, wait a minute. Like, this girl is sharp.
She's got it going on.
She's resourceful.
Yes. That was one of my favorite scenes. Like, she's making jokes about what she wore to the interview
I know.
and talking about like thinking outside the box. Ben's just like, hold on. There's way more to her than I realized.
It's like he's seeing her intelligence and her wit for the first time, and it just completely throws him off guard. I was like reading that scene, and I'm like, does he start to see her as an equal now?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Someone who can actually challenge him intellectually. It just makes you think.
And then there's that whole polar bear costume
Oh,
thing.
I got,
I
yes.
don't want to give too much away, but just
Yeah.
Mabel's trying to scare Ben.
Right.
And it ends up leading to this super vulnerable moment where he actually opens up about his struggles.
I know. You see this tough, like, stoic hockey player. Suddenly, like, his guard is down, and he's with this woman that he barely even acknowledged a few weeks ago. It makes you realize there's so much going on beneath the surface with him.
Absolutely. And that's when their relationship takes this really interesting turn, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because Mabel, she's got this infectious energy, right? She starts to help Ben with his public speaking skills.
And you can tell she's not just doing it because she's like good at it. She genuinely wants to help him overcome his fear and find his own voice. It's like she sees this potential in him that he doesn't even see himself. And it's beautiful.
It is. And don't think it's all smooth sailing, though.
Oh, no.
Because, I mean, there are some seriously awkward moments, especially because
So awkward.
they're living in the same house as Mabel's brother, who's Ben's teammate.
Oh my gosh. Talk about a recipe for hilarious tension.
There's so much tension.
And then there's Mabel's ex,
Julian.
Julian. He is not out of the picture, and
Oh, he's the worst.
let's just say he does not make things easy for them.
Not at all.
And it just makes you wonder, like, can Mabel really move on from this guy, you know, with all this baggage?
And open her heart to someone new.
And then Ben, too. He's battling his own stuff, you know? Can he overcome this introversion, step into a leadership role?
Both on and off the ice.
Yes. Like, there's so much at stake for both of them.
I know.
And you're just like reading it, like, are they gonna make it? I don't know.
You're on the edge of your seat the whole time. And
Yes.
it's not just fluff. Like,
No.
there's real depth to the characters and the challenges that they're going through. It
Yes.
really explores themes of like second chances and self-discovery
Yeah.
and just the complexities of relationships. It's definitely one of those stories that just sticks with you. long after you finish it.
For sure.
Like, it just makes you think about the power of being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And how important it is to find your voice and all the different ways that people connect.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. And we can't forget, like, Mabel's whole family thing, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her twin brother, Merrick.
Right.
Who's Ben's teammate.
Uh-huh.
And also the reluctant host of this whole situation.
Right, right.
Kind of plays a big part in this whole thing, too.
Totally. And I thought it was so interesting how Merrick, at first, he's kind of like echoing, like, the attitude of Mabel's ex.
Oh, yeah.
Toward her job, you know.
Lee DeSmith.
Like, he doesn't really see the value in what she does as a librarian.
Like, it's not a real job.
Right, exactly. And you kind of get the sense that a lot of people underestimate Mabel.
Yeah, for sure.
But she's so graceful about it all, you know?
She is. She's like, whatever.
And then she has these moments where she just totally proves them wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's this amazing scene where she's talking about how she, like, saved someone's life at the library.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
With, like, Darkhan.
Yes, with naloxone. Like, that was intense.
It's so intense. And it just totally shatters, like, that stereotype of, you know,
a meek librarian.
The meek librarian, right. Yeah. It's like, whoa, don't mess with Mabel.
Seriously. It's a good reminder to never judge a book by its cover, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's so much more than meets the eye. And I think that's part of what draws Ben to her, you know? Like, she keeps surprising him, challenging his assumptions.
Right.
Opening his eyes to this whole world outside of hockey.
Yeah. And there's this great scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just, like, making breakfast together.
Yeah.
And Mabel's talking about this, like, full moon circle thing she went to.
Right.
And you can just feel Ben's, like, skepticism.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, totally.
But he's listening.
Yeah.
He's engaged.
And there's a spark of curiosity there, for sure.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
It shows they connect on, like, more than just a physical level.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually interested in each other's lives, even if they don't get it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's not just about Mabel, like, you know, broadening Ben's horizons or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She also really encourages him to just be himself. You know,
yes.
Embrace the introverted.
Yeah.
Like, she's giving him permission to be, like, you're good. Like, you do you.
Like, own your quirks.
Yes. Own your quirks.
That's such a good message, because so often introverts, I think, feel this pressure to be more extroverted.
Yeah.
But Mabel's just like, no, you're good.
Right.
You're strong.
Yeah.
You're thoughtful.
Quiet power.
Quiet power.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yeah. And Ben, in turn, helps Mabel kind of, like, reclaim her sense of, like, worth after this relationship that really knocked her down, you
know? Yeah, totally.
He sees her strength and he sees her resilience.
Yeah.
And he wants her to go for it.
Yeah.
You know? Go for her dreams.
And their chemistry is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't deny it,
but
it's, like, the mutual respect and support that really stands out.
Yes.
You know, it's not about changing each other. It's about helping each other become the best versions of themselves.
Yeah. And let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of steamy tension in this book, too.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But it never feels, like, out of place or, you know, just thrown in there for no reason.
Yeah.
It's all part of their journey, you know, toward, like, intimacy and understanding.
Totally.
Speaking of intimacy, like, that scene at the fundraiser when Ben shows up with the flowers and the chocolates.
Oh, Ben.
And a handwritten poem for Mabel.
Okay, swoon. Talk about a grand gesture.
I know. It's so clear. Like, he's falling for her heart.
Yeah.
But it's Mabel's reaction that I think is so interesting. Right.
You know, because she's obviously touched.
Yeah.
But she's also, like, hesitant.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? Like, she's still working through all this stuff from her past relationship. It just shows, like, healing takes time, you know? Okay. And it's not always a straight line.
Yeah, totally. And, of course, they're still trying to keep this whole thing a secret.
Oh.
Which is, like, impossible when you're living with your boyfriend's teammate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the tension's just building and building.
And you know it's all going to come out.
Yes. It's just, like, a matter of time before things explode.
And the confrontation with Julian.
Oh, Julian.
Oof. Like, intense.
So intense.
Like, that's a major turning point for both of them.
Yeah.
And it has some serious consequences that just, like, ripple through the rest of the story.
Sure.
It makes you think about, like, loyalty and boundaries and, like, how far you'd go for the people you love.
Right, right, you know.
It's not a simple situation. And the author, like, doesn't give you easy answers.
No.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah. And without giving too much away,
Right.
things take a really interesting turn later in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Mabel makes a big decision about her future, and Ben's faced with some tough choices too.
Yeah.
It's like they clear one hurdle,
Yeah.
and then bam, there's a whole new set of obstacles in their path.
But they face them together.
Yes, that's what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a team.
As a team.
Like, can it work long distance with all the pressure of their careers?
Right. That's the big question, isn't it? And there's that scene where Mabel goes to visit Ben in Newark, and it's just like, whoa, sensory overload for her.
Right.
The crowds, the noise,
Yeah.
all the attention on Ben constantly.
That's so different from her life.
Totally different. So different from the library.
Right. And you really start to see her wondering, like, can I fit into this world?
Can I live like this?
Yeah. She's someone who really loves books and quiet, like, reflection time.
He's this big-time athlete who's always in the public eye.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Right.
Makes you wonder, like, long term, can it work? Are they really compatible?
And Julian's still out there, too.
Don't remind me.
Like just lurking in the background, messing things
What?
up.
No, every time he popped up, I was like, uh-oh, here we go again.
Totally. Like you just knew he was going to cause trouble.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting how Mabel's friends reacted too. Like, they were ready to just go after him.
Mama Bear mode.
Total mama bear mode. But Mabel handled it differently.
Right.
She went straight to him, like, nope, this is over. These are the boundaries.
Yeah.
So good.
And she wasn't scared of him anymore, which
No.
is amazing. Like, you really see how much she's grown
Totally.
from that shy girl at the beginning.
Right. And Ben, even though you know he wants to protect her,
Yeah.
he backs off and lets her handle it.
He knows she's got this.
Yeah.
He trusts her.
Yeah. That's what I love about their relationship.
Like, they support each other, even when it means letting go and giving space, you know?
Exactly, like space to grow.
Yeah. And it's not just about the romance.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you see Ben stepping up as a leader on his team.
Yeah, like a true leader.
Not just like his hockey skills.
Yeah, like he's caring.
Yeah,
He's
yeah.
empathetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Mabel's influence is rubbing off on him.
Totally.
Right. Like, she's helped him find his voice, and now he's using it to do good.
I love that. And Mabel, she's killing it in her new job.
Right.
Taking on new challenges, like
Yeah.
she's really found her place.
Yeah. They're both becoming their best selves, but they're also like still together.
Exactly. That's
Yeah.
amazing. And that ending, like
It's a
perfect,
good.
not like a fairy tale, but real and hopeful.
Right. It felt like, okay, their journey isn't over, but they're in it together.
We're doing this.
Yes.
And they've shown they can overcome anything, both as individuals and as a couple.
Yeah. Crossing the Line is one of those books that just leaves you feeling all warm and fuzzy.
It does.
But also, like, it makes you think
Oh, yeah.
about second chances and finding yourself.
And how messy relationships can be.
Right. And finding your voice.
It's just a reminder that, like, love isn't always easy,
Yeah.
but when you find it, it's worth it.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a book that will stick with you, definitely check out Crossing the Line.
Oh, yeah, you got to read it.
It'll make you laugh. It'll make you
If I
cry.
believe in love again.
Yes, it does. So that wraps up our deep dive into Crossing the Line.
Hope we've made you curious to read it.
Yeah, happy reading, everyone.